Typically, this is a lifelong investment associated with many worries and financial obligations. Often, the transaction involves a bank loan. So, if you make an unnecessary mistake, the entire story could have an unhappy ending. Nobody consciously wants to make a bad investment that turns into a nightmare, but it happens anyway. Entrepreneurs often rashly expose themselves to risk, yet the basics are not that complicated.
That's true, even I can see that. What should we concentrate on then as a first step?
You should ask yourself whether you really need that particular property. Maybe you only want it and there's an enormous difference. You may want it because you like the architecture or because the seller is giving you favourable terms, including a good price, or there's some other reason pressuring you to buy.
Why would a seller do that?
Maybe they need money quickly themselves, or realise that the property they own is going to require a large investment. Simply put, they need to get rid of it.
That brings to mind comments like, if you don't put up the deposit by lunchtime tomorrow, I'll sell it to someone else. Or, another prospective buyer called me today, but I like you and I want to sell it to you, even though he offered more money.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you buckle under such tactics, then you generally won't have enough time to thoroughly consider the investment, go over the numbers and make a pragmatic decision. You won't even have time to thoroughly inspect the property, and that's the beginning of huge problems.
I would particularly recommend that every real estate investor learns to suppress their emotions.
That is an excellent recommendation. Suppress your emotions and set criteria for selecting a suitable property.
How do you set such criteria?
Every investor has to set his or her own criteria based on the given business plan. But I can advise you on what to focus on the most. The absolutely most basic criterion is location. It is often said, without exaggeration, that when choosing a property, three things are important: location, location, and location.